League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts right now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, a spirited, to say the least, first 60 minutes of the show. Looking forward to that for the next 2 hours as we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7, right here on the powerhouse ESPN 97.5. I assume that you have people as passionate on text messages?
And Twitter.
Okay.
Josh Fernandez said, y'all's take on how other teams would kill for this three-year stretch is on point. People are disappointed, but if you take a three- or even five-year view of this team and organization, you realize really quickly everything is okay. The window is still open. He also said, I have to add, the producer Nick's post-game coverage of the game was 100. More people need to follow your guy.
Nice. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
thanks for kind words.
Buddy.
Like that.
Yes, some text from the text line. I'll start at the bottom. We'll go all the way back to 115.
You started at the bottom. Now we're here?
Now we're here. All it's right. Amazing that AJ is taking all the heat when this vaunted all-time greatest hitting lineup could only produce 4 runs in 2 games. Amen. Preach, preach, back. Preach. At least Deshaun's knee won't be sacrificed this time.
Wow.
Sir and or ma'am, you just won text of the week. Because if you recall, we had to sacrifice Deshaun's knee for a World Series, so that won't be happening. Now, we as fans, we can watch them get bounced in the first round of the playoffs with no. I'm far from a fair weather fan. I'm wearing my Astros hat today, but to say it's the season, but to say the season was a success, easy for me to say, is an overstatement. Yes, we had a ton of achievements. And that's his team. That's what makes this team great. But it's just, but to drop the World Series to me is a failure. So you think that getting to the World Series to Game 7 at home, only needing 12 outs, you're 12 outs away from a second World Series. I mean, let's be real. I was literally counting them, by the way. On the couch, I'd look at Nora, I'd go, 24 more outs. And then you'd see Grinky would get out of that inning, and I'd be like, 21 more outs. And I looked, I was like, 12 more outs. This is crazy. You think that's a failure to get to Game 7 of the World Series? Boy, you got really high standards. To me, failure for this team would have been getting bounced in the ALDS and swept.
Yeah, that would have been that would have been a much bigger disappointment for sure.
Getting to Game 7 of the World Series after dropping the first two at home, going on the road and sweeping, and then dropping you think that is failure? Boy, I don't know. You got a really high. You must be perfect in your life. I'm wearing my Astros jersey at work. I'm proud of them, but I'm disappointed at them. Everybody has blame except Grinky. Agree, 1,000% with that. Mm-hmm. But Barry, just last game, AJ Hinch was talking about how gassed Harris was, but putting him in that situation, knowing he's gassed, doesn't make sense. What are you going to do? Who did you want him to run out there besides Garrett Cole, who, by the way, just pitched 2 days ago? He was probably gassed.
Seriously, that's why I guess this is just Nick, and Nick's analogy was fantastic. This is just all the emotions flowing out. And once you can take the emotions out of it and you have a chance to step away from it and look back within, maybe you get more rational.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, tip your cap to the Nationals, people. I said this before, I'll say it again. The hot team is undervalued in a playoff situation. You look at how many wild card teams in the NFL won it all, including recently Giants, Packers, and otherwise, because they got hot. This Nationals team, they didn't do this all year. We know that. But you forget the fact that from May 23rd on, the two best records in baseball were the Nationals and the Astros.
Yeah. Right behind them, like one game behind them.
No, it was spot even.
No, it was one game difference, I think. 90% sure.
If you include the playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs. Well, yeah.
So just, and that was before last night.
Yeah.
So basically, tip your cap. You may have been the better team on paper and the better team with a record regular season. They were the hottest team going in, and they finished the deal.
What'd I tell you? They were the only team in the playoffs that could match this team, the Astros, arm for arm in that rotation, and that's what they absolutely did. And no one is giving credit to Corbin. Corbin, he whipped it out. Okay, let's be real. He whipped it out and showed everybody, this is who I am. That dude.
Tripod, bitches.
Yeah.
Done.
After Scherzer was shaky and gave up the two runs and there was traffic on the bases every single inning, Patrick Corbin came in and said, best lineup in baseball? I got this.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting – I mean, he's probably getting more credit in Washington. But nationally, I don't think he's getting enough credit. And I think that's more of a product of he's a good pitcher. He's just not as great as Scherzer. And,
yeah, you know, no doubt.
Just,
but
not just tip your cap for to the best lineup in baseball. Best lineup in baseball against lefties. And yeah. He's left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and we got more text I'll read, I promise. But I tweeted this out. At any point during this World Series – How many times during this World Series did you look at a lefty at the plate for the Nationals and think, damn, I wish they had a lefty in the bullpen just to come in and get an out?
Yeah, I mean, it did kind of bite them.
It's like, oh, boy, I would have loved to have a situational lefty.
Soto.
And I know they don't, believe in it, and I know there was guys that were good against lefties on this team, and I preached it, and I was like, yeah, but they don't believe in it. But, boy, it's still, you can't help to think, oh, I wish...
There's something to be said about that breaking pitch that starts at the hitter and fades out of the zone.
Man, and you know, it induces ground balls and double plays and swings and misses. And that would have been great. And I think that's one thing that I think they've got to do going forward is go out and get a lefty that they can count on in the bullpen to make deep playoff runs. You want to do Zadog and then we'll get to more text later?
Sure.
Zadog, what's up, man? Let's talk Astros. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? I know it's been a minute since we talked. Y'all doing all right?
Good, man. How are you?
Very good.
I'm good, man. Real quick, man. Hey, I just want to go off the limb and say all of y'all are right. Barry, you've been saying this since this all started 2 years ago. This is about a 5-year run. You know, we got in this team. We're like the Warriors of the MLB right now. So in 2017, you were saying everything was going our way. Well, everything went Washington's way in this postseason. Last year, you know, they got tired. You know, this is a hard run to make. And for us to be this blessed and this forward to have this, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We got 2 more years of this, and I'm just going to go off the limb and say we're going to win the next 2. Now, I messed up yesterday because I don't know if y'all can vividly remember, but 2017, Clarence was heckling us all week. And I called in. I was the last caller and said we were going to win the World Series, and we did. So the day after we lose the World Series, I'm going off the limb and say we're going to win the next 2. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, appreciate it, Zadog. You put it out there. I like it. Write it down, Nicholas. Put it in
documented,
the vault.
Documented, sir.
Documented. Back to backs. Here we go. With a aging Verlander.
And the power pitching Zach Greinke going deep into games.
63-mile-an-hour
Zach Greinke. Darn it, he can defend, though. He's such a good defender.
Bro, at one point, I was like, man, they just take everybody else off the field.
The fact that he made 5 defensive plays and we weren't even into the 5th inning to tie Maddox, it's like, I can see him getting one more. Dude is just, I mean, and again, you can say what you want about the fact that, you know, he's a little different in some ways. But when you hear anybody and everybody talk about his athleticism, evidently he can dunk and he's a hell of a basketball player. They said athletically he's just a freak. And he's obviously, when it comes to hitting, one of the best, if not the best hitting pitcher in the game, which is saying something too, where he backs it up. He talks.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, great athlete. Yeah, wait till I get to the plate. I will get a hit. Somebody, and all the bench is waiting to ride him. And then he gets a single.
You know what he reminds me of? Is somebody said, they were like, oh, he's greatest fielding pitcher ever. And I was like, no, Mike Hampton was
and Maddox,
really good.
And Maddox.
Maddox
and
was
Dallas,
good.
Dallas Keuchel was always good.
Dallas Keuchel was good. But as far as like an athlete, just a pure athlete, can hit, can run.
Mike Hampton played football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mike Hampton could field, he could hit, he could throw, he could run. He would pinch run. Who brings in a pincher to pinch run? Mike Hampton would pinch run
sometimes
for the Astros.
Pinch hit.
Yes.
And he got correct me if I'm wrong, stud. Twitter, because I know you will, but I believe he had a full scholarship offer from Notre Dame to play football and chose baseball.
Oh, wow.
That tells you he is athletic.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yep.
Somebody said I'm a depressed Astros fan. Did you see the 59 points last night?
I did not. And someone, one of those bots tagged me and I was like, get off my damn timeline.
I didn't respond for you last
night. Thank you. We're going to get to that too. Cause, good to see that the Rockets defense is in midseason form.
Also, if
Jesus, 150. 58 and you had to and you won by one?
Also, yeah, but also, if you are a Houston sports fan, even if you prioritize Rockets first, if you watched that crap last night instead of Game 7, find another city and team to cheer for. You're an idiot.
Exactly.
I was so wanting to be that cheesy guy that tweets out, yeah, the Rockets put a whooping on D.C. in basketball, and the Astros won the World Series and put a whooping on Washington here. But, you know, didn't happen.
Didn't work out that way for you. Darn, it's a shame.
I also, as the game progressed and I started seeing the game slipping away, we all did our predictions with you out, Joel, Jerome, Barry, and I. And Barry said that the game could potentially go into extra innings. Mm-hmm. I was so praying for you to be right because I would have tweeted and gave you so much credit. At that point, I was desperate.
It was 4-2, and I was like, I predicted 5-4, Astros winning extras, so it would have had to end it at 9 at 4-4, and it was 4-2, and I think they were getting a little traffic, and I was like, oh,
this could happen.
Snap!
I was thinking about it,
and
bro.
And then it didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
It felt like most of the series, though.
Yeah.
A lot of things that you wanted to happen just didn't.
That's a great way. You're absolutely right. That was the way it should have series.
And we'll do. I know we're going to talk a lot more about this, but Garrett Cole, save your little heartfelt Instagram post.
Yeah,
to the Astros. Too late, pal.
Day late.
Too late.
Not a dollar short. He's going to have plenty of dollars, so he's not a day late dollar short.
Bye.
But day late after the hat.
Oh, hating ass Garrett Cole with a can't even wear your Astros hat to the podium. Get out of here.
Or
clown.
Like your trucker hat that you normally wear,
bro.
Something like that. But
yeah.
Scott Boris,
just don't wear a hat. You got that beautiful hair. Get your ass off the
May
podium
work for you.
That.
How did it work for Dallas Keuchel?
Whack ass Scott Boris hat. Yeah, I hope you don't get signed till midseason, Garrett Cole. I hope you get $50 million a year, but I hope you don't play for 2 years because no one wants to sign your ass.
Or the crap ass Angels.
Unless you play for the Astros, and then I love you. Yep. Get out of here.
And we never ever thought of anything than family when we thought of you. All right, before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy, Josh Pestikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated. I switched to Infuse about 3 years ago. I just re-upped with them because they saved me thousands off my previous energy provider. So why wouldn't you do that? Who's dumb enough to stay with a company that's overcharging you and not go to a company like Infuse who's going to save you tons of money? I'm telling you, check them out, InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You're going to get a live human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them until they pinpoint the best deal for you at the best rate they can possibly give. Right off the top, when you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit on your first bill, and the process goes from there. You want results behind it? 5 out of 5 star rating from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. It's the best you can get, and they have that for you too. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's also 100% green energy at your fingertips, and it's a Houston-based company taking care of Houstonians on a daily basis. That's what you want in any kind of relationship, but particularly a relationship where you're doing business. Check out InfuseEnergy.com or give them a call. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by Infuse Energy into your life.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment of the first half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go, wherever you may be in the big city, on this day after Game 7. But the sun is shining. Life will go on. So will the Astros. So will you. So we are here to be your sounding board, as people have done a great job, as they always are, as suspects, texting us, calling us, tweeting us, again, the 90 percentile of people that are fairly rational and willing to discuss. Some people willing to jump off a ledge with an anvil if you're in this city long enough to remember the Clutch City, Choke City days in the commercial. But want to remind everybody, Sigmund Bloom, as we normally do on a Thursday, joining us for Fantasy Football Talk. So if you're ready to turn the page or you're looking for a reason to do so, Fantasy Football Talk 2:30, you know the way we do it. It calls first. So therefore, when we get done with this segment, line up your calls with all your questions for your lineups for this weekend, then text, then tweet. We'll get through them. Let's go.
Yeah, and so you're right. Let's turn the page. Let's Garrett Cole this bitch. Let's move on. We're out. Because Did you see his the letter?
I
want to read it for everybody. All right, I'm going to read it. It says, "Hey Houston, blah 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 blah. Show me the money, Garrett Cole." That was basically what it says.
I thought you were actually going to read it, and then I was going to count how many times you tripped on it. But I'm glad you
Am I
gave us
that
the cliff
unprofessional?
Notes.
One
no,
time.
Not
one
always.
Time.
It's not always.
Okay.
It's mostly.
That wasn't very nice.
That's fine.
Did you also see where a girl, Julia Rose, tried to tweet another topless picture to Garrett Cole? He was on TV, and she took a picture, and then apparently he blocked her.
Yeah.
And somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody was like, no, Garrett Cole didn't block you. Mrs. Garrett Cole blocked you.
But Nick, you were actually saying Mrs. Garrett Cole's been pretty vocal on Twitter about the whole Garrett Cole situation.
Yeah, one of our listeners, I believe it was Dylan, who tagged me on it. And I guess, Amy Cole is out there. I've always been a person to say, I think, the wives, or if in the event that the wife is the athlete, the husband should not say anything. But this is a different era, and the husbands and the wives, they talk. So if you mess with the husband, the wife is mad. You mess with the wife, the husband's mad.
Right.
But she's basically going out there defending her husband and saying she loved Houston. He loved Houston. They built a bunch of relationships. The one I see in front of me right now is saying she quote tweeted somebody that was criticizing Garrett Cole for saying the timing was bad. And she responds by saying, "Calm down, sir. You're reading out of context. If you don't think Garrett poured his heart and soul into this city, you simply haven't paid attention." So obviously she's being a bit, obviously she's hurt and emotional.
Of course.
Yeah, she should. Of course she should. She's not Daniela. She's not going to go try to give him a massage.
But the thing is you if you pour your heart and soul into the city and it means so much, you don't go to the podium not wearing your Astros hat. I'm sorry. That was a terrible look.
But no, time up. He's not going to wear his Astros hat post game. Almost
that was
every
a big misstep on his part.
The Boris just hat don't was wear wrong, hat. But he wears a hat normally, and it's normally just a plain trucker hat or
then do that again.
But you did. You're absolutely right.
It was
He absolutely stirred it up by wearing a Boris hat.
But don't a lot of them, well, I guess it depends on when they go, because sometimes they'll be in uniform. Well, no, A.J. Hinch goes in uniform.
Yeah.
A lot of the players don't. That's right.
And here's the other thing. Like, Bregman's got he's a Bleacher Report guy. He'll wear a Bleacher Report hat.
Right. But the fact that he was heard saying, "I don't work for you anymore. I don't have to do this."
Yeah. That's a bad look.
That speaks volumes. You can talk about, look, you can't sit there and say, "Well, I gave my heart and soul." Sure you did. You absolutely did. And you made a lot of money for that. And you became 10 times the pitcher you were before you came to the Astros. They taught you how to be the best pitcher in baseball. But so everybody did their part, and you don't owe the city of Houston or that team or anybody anything. But to have that attitude, you're right to get called out, and you have no reason to get upset if you do. Period. You're okay to say it. You've earned it. But don't get mad when fans and the media call you out for saying something like that.
Right.
Absolutely. Also, let's get real on the reason why the Astros lost. Let's be 1,000% honest. It's not A.J. Hinch. It's not Will Harris. It's not leaving men on base or not driving in runs with runners in scoring position. Ted Cruz wore an Astros shirt to Game 7.
I saw that tweet of yours.
This is why they lost. I mean, what's next? Was Drake there wearing an Astros? I don't know who has a worse bad luck jinx, Ted Cruz, Drake, or the Madden cover. But all three of them are, it's a dead. I mean, if they're wearing, run. Fold up the franchise if they're wearing your jersey, because it is over with. But when I saw that picture, I was like, that son of a.
And then, does Matthew McConaughey get any
blame?
Your
boy, Chase. Is that your friend, Chase?
Which one?
The one. There's a dude named Chase that got after me on Twitter. Called me an imbecile because I tweeted out, no.
When
with Ted, with Ted Cruz wearing an Astros jersey. And his dumbass wanted to go take a run at me. I was like, first of all, bro, I didn't even know that you tweeted this. I have your stupid ass muted. Second of all, you gonna call me an imbecile? If I read your profile, it just screams dumbass.
It's probably the right guy.
Yeah, I know it's the right guy. Take a run at me because I made a joke about Ted Cruz. Kiss my ass.
I like how you called
the
imbecile.
Can I throw this at you guys? Who knew that Ted Cruz was the general manager of the Rockets? The minute I saw the picture, I'm like, what's Daryl Morey doing now?
You ain't right.
He was trying to be in hiding, and then I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, they're twins.
Also, Ted, bro, don't wear white. It's not flattering for big people. Right, Nick?
Oh, see.
See, I thought Matthew McConaughey was going to In person, I thought he'd be bigger, but he's not.
No,
he'd be sober too.
He's a wee boy.
Well, he was sober at the end of the game. You could tell he was genuinely upset.
Could you tell he was baked when he said play ball?
Listen.
Oh yeah, I have a picture. I mean, I had the TV in the center field press box that I was watching. I was like, I can see it from this TV. The entire city of Houston can see it.
You can smell him from the press box, bro. I can smell the skunk weed from the press
box. That's how emotional people were too.
All right.
We knew that it was game over when Bagwell and Biggio were throwing out the first pitch.
Why?
Right?
Why you gotta say that?
A playoff jinx? Are you kidding me? Ted Cruz might be a bad playoff jinx. Maybe you didn't look at their track record in the playoffs.
No, I remember. I just
then everybody so emotional saying
you got to get the right
now,
jinx.
Now, if Deshaun would have stayed with the plan to say play ball, they'd have won.
What?
But because he had to back out first, you blame someone. Even called in this morning and said, blame the guy that kicked Deshaun in the face, because if he does play ball instead of Matthew McConaughey, the Astros win. Okay, I mean, that's a stretch.
My favorite thing is when people tag us on other people's opinions, like Manny did. He tagged us on some dude who's saying that it was not running Marshawn Lynch on the 1 yard line. And first of all, I don't care what anybody else has. I have my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't care about this other. Who's Matt Hammond?
Matt Hammond's on another station.
Yeah, why would I care what Matt Hammond thinks? Why would you tag me on
this? He's Matt Hammond.
I don't know, but
I think he's on another station.
My
in town.
Favorite is when people tag us on other.
You talked about this a week ago.
Other local sports talk radio guys' tweets. I don't give a. I don't care. I almost cursed.
Boy.
Yeah.
Why would you tag? Like, that makes no sense.
Tomorrow.
Don't care, Manny. Sorry, bud.
Tell Manny tomorrow.
That's his opinion.
Just tweet out, good morning to all people that listen to ESPN 97.5 and Gal Media, and go to hell for everybody else, and then you'll be good.
Let's get Jay.
Jay, you're on. What's up?
Jay, what's up, man?
Jay. Hey, Jay. Going once. Going twice. Here you go.
Yep.
Thanks for playing, Jay.
Nice try, Jay. We appreciate you hanging out.
We didn't even hear a background noise.
No, he probably put us on hold.
Yeah. You muted your phone, sir.
Well, now, no, never mind. Okay, so we're going to continue to roll on. First half of the show is in the rearview mirror, but guess what? The windshield is big and wide open. Lots to talk about, including that massive offensive explosion by your Houston. The Rockets played last night. And also, lots of other things to get to. If you want to join us, Sigmund Bloom comes up next. Now's the time to call. 713-780-3776. We're switching gears to fantasy football for this segment. Sigmund Bloom, the expert, joins us. If you've got questions, he's got answers. We take calls first, then we go to text, and then we go to Twitter. So get him in, get him rolling now, so we can get him out, and he can answer. Coming up on the second half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling, monsters of fun.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. What better way to get it started than with Sigmund Bloom, fantasy football expert. We are waiting patiently.
Bated breath, as the kids say.
Yep. Get Ziggy Pop.
Wow.
Otherwise known as Sigmund Bloom on the phone. Yeah, I said that to you a lot. So we'll hopefully have one full segment of fantasy football as soon as Sigmund Bloom gets on the line. And he's here now.
Yeah,
so,
get on now. 713-780-3776. We always do phone calls first. You guys know this. You know the drill. So get on there now. You can text that number, but highly recommend you call.
Sigmund Bloom now has been done. He's been tweeting all of his support for the Astros and how pissed off he is at AJ Hinch and the rest of the team. He's ready to get back to football. So are you. Sigmund, thanks for joining us. We always appreciate you on the show.
No, fantasy football is therapy, and it especially is today, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's nice to get something other than the failure in Game 7 to talk about. So he is here for you guys, and you are lining up on the show. So without further ado, let's get some questions. Mike, you want to get going right away. What do you got for Sigmund?
For a flex this week, Eckler or John Brown? I'm going with Eckler here. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going with John Brown here because of Washington's pass defense. You know, we saw Stephon Diggs do whatever he wanted against them last Thursday night. As long as it's not too windy, you know, even in the conditions last week, Brown had 5 for 52. I like Brown to go off this week.
713-780-3776. Sigmund, as we fill up the phone board, what do you have for the folks? What should they be paying attention to this week, either medically or guys that maybe fill in starts or bye weeks or what have you?
Yeah, we're waiting to see about John Connor and his shoulder. Jalen Samuels could go right from knee surgery to starting. Tonight, Matt Breida is going to play. He's still more what I like to call what-the-heck flex, just because as soon as they get this game in hand, which shouldn't take long, San Francisco and Arizona tonight, he's probably going to go to the bench just to preserve him. Devontae Adams could return. It's a late start, so we're going to have to wait until Sunday morning to find out about that. We might have to wait until Sunday morning to find out about Adam Thielen. We've got a quarterback change in Denver, so Brandon Allen's going to throw his first pass in an NFL regular season game. That might give you some pause if you're wanting to start Cortland Sutton this week.
Does that bode well for Philip Lindsay owners?
Maybe. If the Denver defense continues to play spirited football and keeps them competitive, then I would expect Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay will see 15 to 20 touches a game. It's still a low ceiling, but that volume gives them a high floor. So, yeah, you would think it's a back-to-basics kind of offense.
Yeah, and what about Mohamed Sanu? Is he going to actually make a difference now in New England? Yeah, is he a start?
They play Baltimore this week. I don't know about this week. Look, Baltimore does it. Jimmy Smith, their number one cornerback. If he's locking down Philip Dorsett, then that gives some more opportunity for Sanu. And he played about 50% of the snaps last week, so he's still getting worked in. You know, contrast that with, say, Emmanuel Sanders tonight, who already knew the Kyle Shanahan offense and was already the number one receiver. So of those two trade receivers, Sanders is better situated.
All right, we got a full board. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We take calls first, then your text, and then your tweets. So let's get it going. Mario has a question. Mario, what's up?
All righty, how we guys doing today? How you doing, Sigmund Bloom? Good to hear from you again. I had a question, whether or not I have a flex question. Terry McLaurin or Deshaun Jackson, if he's healthy, and also I have another question. When's A.J. Green going to get back to being healthy again if he can play as well? Thanks, man.
Yeah. So Terry McLaurin is the call here because Deshaun Jackson's still playing in pain. I'm just not sure what we're going to get from him even if he does play. McLaurin's got a tough matchup this week against Buffalo, but I'll give it – and we'll see. It could be Dwayne Haskins, his college quarterback, if Case Keenum's not out of concussion protocol. A.J. Green is due to return next week. Of course, Ryan Finley, the rookie fourth-round pick, will be the new quarterback for Cincinnati, so I don't know how well that bodes for him. I'm on a wait-and-see basis with Green. I won't put him into my lineup until I regret having him on my bench.
All right, up next, Lenny. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, what you just said about Matt Breida kind of answers the question, but I got to have two out of three, and it's Jacobs, Tevin Coleman, and Nick Chubb. Jake was being knocked out. You know, he's hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
But yeah, I think Jacobs is probably the one that you put to the bench here just because Tevin Coleman's going to get those goal line opportunities tonight against Arizona. And I still wouldn't bench Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt due back next week, but I would expect Chubb to get a ton of work in Denver.
All right, 713-780-3776. Got a few spots open on the phone lines if you want to get in and get your questions answered. Fantasy football, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. Nobody does it better. Up next on the phone line, Adrian. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hey, guys. I need a Jacoby Brissett or Kyler Murray.
Jacoby Brissett. I think that poor Kyler Murray is going to get a rough lesson tonight from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you think there's anybody out there actually using him as a starting quarterback? And if so, is there better options?
He didn't do much for us last week. He didn't do much for us against the Giants. And I just think that this is still the learning experience. They got Kenyon Drake in, so it's not too rough on him. But I would – hey, it's a great upset if Kyler Murray can somehow keep his team in the game tonight.
No doubt.
Real quick, Sigmund, it looks like the rumor is from Adam Schefter that Josh Gordon's going to be released off of IR. Is he worth a pickup?
In a very deep league, if we could somehow see the future and know where he lands, and maybe there's some sort of wide receiver injury, you know, if Devontae Adams goes out and tweaks his toe injury and Green Bay picks him up, then we'll regret not picking him up. If he just ends up going to a rebuilding team, you know, maybe a team like Oakland or something like that, then we're not as excited. It's funny, Arizona just popped into my head. I think I'd be kind of excited about that. So I'd say break ties in favor of picking up Josh Gordon to see what happens.
And you mentioned Kareem Hunt. What about him? Is he a guy that you hang on to if guys drafted him at the end of the late rounds?
I think you do, because if we look at Cleveland's schedule from here on out, it is a manageable schedule. Miami's on their schedule. Cincinnati, I believe, is on their schedule. Arizona. So there's some games there that the number two running back can still do some damage because of those weak defenses.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. Ronnie, you are up next. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Go, Ronnie.
James White or Austin Ekeler? Thank you.
Ronnie's weed.
I'll go with Ekeler just because he's getting more opportunities near the end zone, near the goal line. He converted another one last week. White is going to give us that 10 to 15 points in PPR leagues, but no touchdowns yet.
All right, Wesley, you're up next. Go ahead, Wesley.
In a PPR league for my flex spot, David Montgomery, Christian Kirk, or Michael Gallup?
I'll go with Christian Kirk if it's a PPR league, because he's going to catch 6, 7, or 8 passes to give you that floor. If it's not, then go with Michael Gallup, because the Giants can't stop anybody. David Montgomery's going to run into a very tough run defense in Philadelphia this week.
713-780-3776. Still have a couple of minutes left if you want to get on the phone lines and get your questions answered by Sigmund Bloom, one of the best in the business when it comes to fantasy football. He joins us every week on Thursdays from footballguys.com. So, Sean, you're up next. Go ahead, Sean.
How you doing? Hey. I want to know if you should start Keenan Allen, even though he's been limited in practice all week.
I'm afraid I'm not sure what he said.
What, Sean?
Keenan Allen, even though he hasn't practiced all week, is he worth playing?
Keenan Allen hit them for 53 last week, dropped a touchdown in the end zone. I think they're going to see a shootout, Philip Rivers versus Aaron Rodgers. So Keenan Allen should be in your lineups.
What is the deal with y'all? Listen, suspect.
Sean smokes too.
Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to get it together, okay? Got Sigmund over here going, what the hell did he say? Let's tighten it up, suspects. Here we go.
We're commuting. Don't have a lot of time in our lives. I understand. I'm compassionate.
Chris, be better. You're up next. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I got two, actually. I got Josh Allen or Dak Prescott, and then I've got Curtis Samuel or DK Metcalf.
Give me Dak against the Giants defense, and I like DK Metcalf against Tampa. He seems to be the number one end zone target now for Russell Wilson.
All right, AJ, you are up next. Go ahead, AJ.
All right. PPR league, QB, Minshew or Brissett?
Oh, Gardner Minshew. And I think we're going to see a really entertaining game Sunday morning. Minshew and Deshaun Watson trading touchdown drives.
Always great to hear from the boss, by the way. Thanks, AJ.
Yeah, especially with that awful Texan secondary. All right, 713-780-3776. Call, text. We've got a couple texts we'll get to, but we still have Bill on the line. Bill, go ahead.
The Cardinals defense tonight or Buffalo defense?
They've got to be Buffalo's defense against Wolfe at quarterback. Also, they should be angry after what Philly did to them last week.
All right, to the text line, somebody wants to know Brady or Russell Wilson, and what about Humphreys or Amendola in the flex?
Amendola, Oakland's defense, y'all got to see it firsthand, not very good. Amendola's coming off of back-to-back really good games. And I'll go with Russell Wilson because it's Tampa. As long as Jameis Winston doesn't screw up too badly, this could be a high-scoring game and force Russell Wilson to throw more than 20 passes. Expect him. Brady, you know, Baltimore tends to give him some trouble. They're getting the number one cornerback. He hasn't really played all that well this year, I think. So I would go with Wilson.
All right, Garoppolo or Josh Allen?
Allen. It's at home. It's against Washington. Garoppolo, they just don't need him to pass that much, and Arizona's not going to make that game competitive enough that he will.
All right, back to the phone lines. Allen has a question. Allen, go ahead. You're with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com.
Larry Fitzgerald or Deshaun Jackson?
Larry Fitzgerald, just because he's healthier. Chances are there's someone on your waiver wire. Chris Conley. See if Chris Conley's out there in that Jacksonville-Houston game.
All right, last one. Brissett or Wentz?
I'll take Carson Wentz. Chicago's defense doesn't scare me as much. Brissett faces a tough Steelers defense, and we're seeing his fantasy numbers starting to shrink week over week.
All right, since they jumped on, we got two calls left. We'll get to those, sure, and then we'll cap it. So, Joe, go ahead, Joe. Joe, you're up. Go, Joe. Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
Come on, Joe.
Sigmund, we tried, buddy. I appreciate you every week. Tell the folks how, if they didn't get their questions answered, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you on Twitter or footballguys.com, the message boards.
at Sigmund Bloom. I do a thread in the message board that I answer questions every Sunday morning, the Football Guys message board, the Shark Pool. We've also got the Lineup Dominator, which will take not just my thoughts, but lots of rankings and projections from the some of our staff to help you every week. So if you're still, if you're ready to change your focus back to fantasy football, we've got you covered.
Oh, man, and I love the Lineup Dominator. It saves me so much time and headache. It's absolutely worth it. Go download it right now. Sigmund, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
There you have it. The best in the business, Sigmund Bloom, and exactly how to reach him if you have questions. He has answers. Always great on Thursdays here on the show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, much more to get to. Calls, texts, tweets, and, of course, the news of the day, and also maybe some of the stuff we missed while we were all watching Game 7. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRMP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The dilemmas I deal with as a father, especially with Lisa in the hospital recovering from the birth of our second child, but we have trick-or-treating tonight. And I figured with the weather so cold, my mother-in-law's in town to help out with the baby and everything else, but the baby and Lisa are going to be in the hospital at least till Saturday night. So I'm thinking, well, if it's too cold, Taylor doesn't have to go, and she's at school today, and they're going to do their little thing and everything like that. Oh, no. In almost the Freddy Krueger voice from the wife who's splendidly happy with everything going on in the hospital, I basically let her and her mom kind of work it out, and then I was like, I showed up at the hospital this morning, and I get the, Taylor's going trick-or-treating. And I'm like, what? She goes, I didn't go all the way out and get this costume for her to not trick-or-treat. She's going for at least a block.
Why she got to sound like Barry Warner, dog? Like, what you got?
Well, it is worse than Barry Warner. It's like Freddy Krueger when he said, I'm your boyfriend now, bitch. I mean, it seriously was like that. She was like, no, she's going for at least a block. I'm like, all right, well,
wow.
I'll just leave it up to Grandma. Do you want, which one you want? You take first pick. You dishing out the goods for the kids that knock on the door? Or are you walking down the block freezing your ass off while Taylor at least gets a good run?
He's going to try and sway his daughter out of the situation.
Right?
She'll go. But here's the Taylor, thing, too. Look, I got news for Lisa.
Two birds, one stone, bro. Y'all bought candy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor wants candy, right? Turn the porch light off. Give her the candy you bought.
I'm done. I'm going to be honest with
done.
You. Done. Taylor wants the run. She wants everyone to see the costume.
Oh,
she is that kid thanks to her mom.
Yes,
thanks to mom, not daddy.
Oh, come
thanks
on.
Thanks to mom.
She well, no and one I was gets like, into this business
the,
without...
No, because Lisa no said one. She's going no, trick-or-treating because she bought Taylor the costume and she's going to wear it. I was like, she's going to be wearing a coat on top of it because I'm not dealing with her being sick for a week. So
first of all,
prepare.
The cold doesn't make you sick. That's a
it certainly
old wives
can
tale.
Absolutely does.
That's an old wives tale.
It absolutely does.
That is not true. Don't make me Google, does cold weather make you sick? That's
just,
an old wives'
just give
tale.
Her whatever Ronnie was smoking in the fantasy segment. God, she'll be out in no time.
I got Dr. Oz over awful. Here telling me that
no,
kids don't get sick because
they
of
don't.
Cold.
They don't get sick because of cold weather. But I do think, I mean, if I were you, I would just be like, hey, let's just practice here. And then put her on the porch, tell her ring the doorbell, open it. She just yells trick or treat, put some candy in her bag. Let's do it again. Close the door, trick-or-treat, candy in the bag. Do that about 6-8 times and be like, all right, baby, come inside. It's cold out. Daddy doesn't want you to, you know, get cold.
Here's the best secret of all that I don't care if the parental pickup line is coming up close. Grandma's getting her today. Lisa's in a hospital. She ain't listening. So the bottom line is, as long as I get Grandma on the same page, Taylor went trick-or-treating. I threw a handful of our candy in her bucket. Where's Taylor's candy? In her bucket. Look at all the bucket of candy she got. And we're done. Because I am not.
Let me, you want me
I
tell you
am
how
too
to switch
tired
it up?
To be dealing with
Let me tell
this.
You how to switch it up. Go to Subway, buy a pack of apples, throw some pennies in there with it. Be like, yeah, this one lady gave her pennies. And look, somebody's giving out a pack of apples. This is awful. But we went. We totally went. Because if it's just the candy you bought and that's it, she's going to know. She's absolutely going to know. You got to mix it up. Stop at the store. Get you a couple of pieces of some other candy you guys don't have. And then you're in the clear.
But if you're forgetting, last week she was pregnant. We got every candy in the book. I went to Target.
I went to Target and bought what I thought
would be good candy to give out.
Y'all got candy corn?
No. She went to
disgusting.
She went to Amazon to make sure that she supplemented what I got with what everyone needs, starting with her.
First of all, how dare you?
Absolutely disgusting.
How dare you disparage? You've been tweeting about candy corn. Yeah,
we've had this fight. I almost jumped through the window.
Channel 13 had it yesterday too.
Don't you sully the good name of candy corn.
I will say I was surprised at the number of people that were hating on me for not liking candy corn, because I was convinced that no one liked
basic
candy corn.
Ass candy, right? That's what you think? Wrong.
I still think that
it's a sugar. But see the beauty of candy corn is it gives you layers, and you just eat one little layer at a time, but it all tastes the same.
Speaking about,
I don't know why I chose to die on the candy corn hill, but I was like, I will fight anyone that talks mess about candy corn.
I don't mind candy corn, but if I had my choice of candies to eat on Halloween, it ain't going to be starting with candy corn.
Yeah, it's not even on my list.
Right.
But if I get candy corn, I know who to trade it to.
The only reason that I brought it up to begin with was my wife bought a bag of it. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why waste your money on that?
Why would you buy it? There was a perfectly good bag of Reese's right next to it.
Well, give it away.
A couple years ago, for some reason, I was like, something popped up. I don't know if it was one of those reminders or whatever. They make peanut butter candy corn. Like, it's almost like Reese's. It's chocolate and peanut butter flavored instead of just regular ass candy corn flavor. I was like, now that is the play.
I like peanut butter.
Me too.
So if you give away trick-or-treat candy?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, because there's, if she bought it to give away, I get it. No, she keeps the good stuff in the house.
No, but my wife is weird like that. She buys the most whack ass foods, like candy. She buys Whoppers. Who eats Whoppers?
I can't stand it.
What are you? Did you take a time machine from the 80s?
It's economical.
Malted milk Whoppers.
Is it cheap and plentiful? Maybe that's what it is.
Malted milk.
I don't know, but she buys some of the weirdest stuff. I'm like, why? Why is there a box of Whoppers on the counter? I was just wanting some Whoppers.
Speaking
I was like, well,
that,
hop
though,
in the DeLorean and go back to the future again.
But isn't that all women? There's at least 30% of everything that they buy in terms of shopping is absolutely not used.
Yeah, it's stupid stuff.
Plus, I told you, the people that think that the greatest marketing tool alive is to put the product coupons and the products hanging in between the products on the aisle shelves.
Genius idea.
Guess what? Lisa buys everything that she sees there. You could put like a dual purpose sink cleaner / spork. She'd buy four. So that there's that answer. But for you, Mr. Hygiene, candy corn basically isn't pre-wrapped in individual
packets. It's in a bag.
But you got to use your fingers and other people are digging in there too.
Okay, first of all,
I'm just asking.
You think I'm going to eat out of a bag that someone else besides my wife put their hand in?
Well, that's what I was waiting to hear.
You are insane. I'm not reaching into a bowl of open candy corn that other nasty ass kids and people have been putting their hands in. No, that's not happening. No,
And by the way, suspects, you're welcome. I just retweeted it. But speaking of Halloween and candy, don't forget that your backup quarterback for the Houston Texans' wife is none other than Catherine Webb. AJ McCarron's wife went as Carmen Electra for the Texans Halloween party. I've put the pictures up. They're not bad.
Who?
Remember the one that Brent Musburger went AJ crazy McCarron's over wife. AJ McCarron?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in a Carmen Electra styled outfit for the Texans Halloween party.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Brent Musburger on line one. You are looking live. And even if it's not, I'm feeling good.
I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, I retweeted it. So at Pac-Man Joel, got the pictures out there for you.
Yeah.
But there's some good stuff there. Speaking of good stuff, we got an hour left to go on the show. We got to talk Rockets. They got another win last night in our nation's capital against the Wiz. So we can talk about that and a lot of other things. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Text that number. Call that number, hit us on Twitter, because our number three should be as spirited and fun as the first two, because, boy, it's flown by. And I'm telling you, the Astro talk has just been crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
To be expected.
Absolutely. But let's turn the page. We got some fantasy football in. Final hour show. We got a football game to talk about tonight, Niners and Cardinals. Not that it's a doozy, but at least there's sports on TV, because we are like your viewer's guide. We have to tell you what you should watch now going forward. And then, of course, Rockets continuing on a road trip and all that kind of stuff that we can speak about as well. So hang in there with us as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. All you got to do before you go to the break is make sure that you listen to us on ESPN 97.5. And remember that we always try to give back to you guys, the suspects. ESPN wants to send you and a guest to the exclusive premiere of Ford versus Ferrari. It's Wednesday, November the 6th at Edwards Greenway Plaza right here in the Galleria area, 7 p.m. It's based on a true story of the American car designer Carroll Shelby, who Matt Damon plays, and the fearless British-born driver Kevin Miles, played by Christian Bale. Two all-world actors and an incredible story. Ford versus Ferrari follows Shelby and Miles, who battled corporate interference, the laws of physics, and their own personal demons to build a revolutionary race car for the Ford Motor Company. And they ended up taking on Enzo Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France in 1966. Right now, caller 14-713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the film before it's even released on November the 15th. 713-780-3776. Caller 14, good luck. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.
Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. I've been telling you about this spot for at least 2 or 3 months. And speaking of the Rockets are on a road trip. The Texans are on a road trip. So despite the fact the Astros are not in discussion any longer and they are no longer, baseball season is no more, you still have your Texans and your Rockets to look forward to. And the one spot I would go to is 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Some of the more beautiful waitresses you'll ever see serving you booze, a beer, full bar, and food from a made-from-scratch kitchen. I've been telling you about the chicken Alfredo, which is something that they only serve on Wednesdays. I've told you about the $5 Tito Tuesdays, where you call it Tito's. It's only $5. They obviously have Thirsty Thursdays if you want to go tonight. Tomorrow, Lingerie Friday. Lingerie Friday, each and every Friday, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill on 2502 Gulf Freeway, right there on 45 by the Best Buy. And look, I'm not talking typical bar food. Like I said, a made-from-scratch kitchen, nothing frozen, and you can enjoy a number of things, including the chicken Alfredo, the chicken quesadilla, and Hail Mary wings. So go check it out, whether you're watching your Texans or your Rockets. 2502 Gulf Freeway. 2502 Gulf Freeway, Tight End Sports Bar and Grill in Leak City. Make sure you go there.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.